Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, 8th of November. Under title, False Belief, Take Up Your Cross, Part 2. False Belief, Take Up Your Cross, Part 2. Now, brothers and sisters, yesterday we dealt with the scriptures because we know that we have picked up so many false beliefs over the years because people said, you said, I said, or somebody said, it's not what Jesus said. So, the important point for us all to remember, and that became an issue for me when I came to the Lord, I began to realize that a lot of things I think, which is completely not true, which I think is true. And that has cost me a lifetime of hell. So therefore, we must be willing to look at ourselves truthfully, look at the factors truthfully. But the problem here is this. Because we've been taught something for so long and so many times that it has become truth when it's a complete lie. And that has become tradition and custom and what have you. And our soul, our heart won't let us go. So brothers and sisters, today when you begin to follow Jesus Christ, you must take one stand. What Jesus Christ said is true. That's all. What Jesus Christ said is true. Now, as the time goes on, the Bibles also, the world will intervene. Number of these Bible publications or publishers have been bought over by the world people. Remember, who's ruling the world? Satan is ruling the world. The whole world is under the sway of Satan. Those who are not following Christ, not wanting to do the right thing, they are actually, some of them are actually players. They do not know. Suddenly a thought comes to them and they think that's the right thought, then they can do. Now that happens to also Christians. If you're not willing to check the word of God, some thought comes to us and we don't check it and we think that is true. And then we begin to follow that. That's not true. We better check what the Bible has written. But also remember, as the days go by, more and more wickedness will come. Jesus already warned us about all these. More and more wickedness will come. And then they'll even, at the moment, change in Bibles. There are Bibles, like the NIV version. Many things have been changed there to give you a slight difference. And that happens means, can you imagine, as I said, when you launch a rocket, the difference in the direction, say 1 inch here, it'll be thousands of miles finally in the destination when you go into space, because keep on 1 inch deviation will keep on and on and on, and 1 centimeter deviation will keep on and on, finally we'll be out of Christ. So therefore, brothers and sisters, today, let us look at what it's exactly saying. Every day, whenever something you think is true, check the Bible. And there are very simple methods to check. One, you can go and put on the internet and put that particular word and put scripture or whatever, and it'll come out, and you have to, just some work to do. But those who are unable to do for any reason, they're not well, they're unable to use the internet, we must help them. Anybody who can do this, brothers and sisters, love them and help them. That's it. Don't know, they must check. No, don't get religious about this. Help everybody. Now, here, yesterday we dealt with Matthew 16:24, which is clear. If anyone wants to be my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. That is the Catholic version I read. Now, Matthew 16:24, amplified version, which gives a greater meaning, extended meaning, because using the Hebrew text and Greek text and all that, they come to this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself. He must deny himself. Set aside selfish interests. That means our self-interest, self-seeking must go. Willing only, eh? All of us are willing because we can't do it. Now, understand that. I can't do it, you can't do it. The whole religion, all religions will tell you not to do sin. But nobody can do it. You need the power from God. That's why God sent the Son of God to die on the cross and give us the power. By calling His name, by looking at His word, by meditating on His words, it'll change from inside. Because our heart, we can't control without the power of Christ. We cannot cast out demons. Satan was all the time tempting us. We cannot cast him out without the power of Jesus Christ, without the blood of Jesus Christ, without the name of Jesus Christ. We cannot do it. That is why we keep falling into sin. Those who do not invoke the name of Jesus Christ everywhere they can, every incident they can, keep falling into sin. When you keep declaring the name of Jesus Christ and say, when somebody asks you to do something and say, I'm sorry, I cannot do because I got a covenant with Jesus Christ, that kills the spiritual forces straight away by you humbling, humble, eh? Because grace, humble, not humble, God opposes you. Pride means God opposes you, no? God who made the heavens and the earth opposing you. So don't do that. Humble, humble. Even the people ask you to do something wrong, humble, you say, I cannot do because I got an agreement, a covenant. I took an oath with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, not to do that. And so I don't want to be punished. So brother, sister, please leave me. I cannot do this. Humble, humble. Now, having said that, brothers and sisters, I must deny myself. Willing, eh? Willing to deny myself. Now, next thing. Take up his cross, that is, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come. Willing to endure whatever may come because I am willing to follow Jesus' commands. I'm willing to follow Jesus Christ means the word of God is the word of God is Jesus Christ. I'm willing to follow His word. I'm willing to keep His commandments. I'm willing to endure whatever may come to follow Him, to follow His word, to keep His word. Deny myself, all my self-seeking must go. And follow Him means believing in Him, conforming to His example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps even dying because of faith in Him. That means whatever may come. So where the problem is, I've seen this when I'm ministering over the years, one of the problems, when people don't take a stand to follow Jesus like this, many will keep on falling into sin and this way troubles come and all that because the devil knows you have not taken a stand to follow Jesus Christ no matter what comes. No matter what comes. Now that you can take a stand if you begin to understand, hey, from dust I came unto dust I returned because I suffered so much, I was going to die anyway. So now in Christ, yeah la, die la. That's the attitude I take. Die la. After all, I would have died without Christ and gone to hell. I'm already hell for me in life. Now in Christ, I've got peace, joy, and righteousness, peace and joy. And He gives me peace right away. That peace, I want to guard. God said, guard the peace of God in your heart and guard your heart with the peace of God. Guard it, no? That means we don't want to go and do anything that He says don't do. Now, so, I decided, die, because after all, I'm going to die, I was going to die the day he gave me new life. So, whatever, anybody, die, just follow the truth, follow what He says. Yes, blindly. Why? I couldn't understand so many things. Now, of course, over the years, God has opened my spiritual eyes to understand so many scriptures this way, that way. But that time, I couldn't understand. I just reading it, what is this? Die. Now, I don't want to look at that. God says, Willing to die. Finish. After all, from dust we came, unto dust I return. And I want to go back to Jesus. Jesus, I die, it's okay. I just want to hang on to your feet and reach home. Reach home. My home is not here, my home is heaven. These are the things you've got to keep talking to your heart to come to that understanding. Now, that's the one. You're willing to lose it. The man loses his life, gains it back, Jesus says. You know? So if you, sister, if you, brother, if you are willing to lose your life, then you'll gain it back. But if you're not willing to lose your life, now the trouble comes. Why? The devil now knows you are not willing to lose your life, so he knows that is your weak point. He'll keep attacking there. Your life will be one misery. Why? Because the devil knows. The enemy knows. Jesus said, your enemy, the devil, the adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Devour means swallow. The devil walking around. So when he knows you're not, when it comes to certain following of Jesus' words, you're not able to control your heart. You're not able to control your heart. You're not trained your heart to follow the word of Jesus. The devil knows that is your weak link. That's your weak defense. He'll keep coming, attacking there. For instance, let's take some issues. Now, just regarding following customs, God said no more customs. In Christ, there's no Jew, no Gentile, no unbeliever, no Chinese, no Indian, no Malay, no Greek, no or nothing. Only Christian. Now you must take your life like that, stand like that. Therefore, in the congregation I minister, there are different races they came from. Initially, the ones who come, they struggle. Because like the Indian will be struggling to be mixing with the Chinese. Then they see my example. I treat all the same. Why? I follow Jesus Christ. I'll correct all the same. I rebuke when need to rebuke the same. Rebuke anybody and everybody who needs to be changed because that's my job. If I don't do my job, God will punish me. I'll have double condemnation. Ministers and servants have double condemnation. That means you don't correct somebody's sin. So first of all, I'm in sin. Why? God told me you have to correct somebody's sin and tell this is sin. If they don't follow, it's another matter, but you still have to voice it out humbly and say, brother, this will harm you, it will harm you. Sister, it will harm you. Don't do this, this is wrong. This sin against God's word and it will harm you. And God put the word there for your protection. You have to voice it out. If you don't voice it out because you're afraid they will leave, you have no voice it out because they get angry with you or they won't love you anymore or they won't support anything or don't they show a long face or whatever, then you're afraid of them, then the fear of God is not there. Fear of God means you don't love Jesus enough to do the right thing. And you don't even love them. If you love them, you'll tell them the truth. Because that truth, if not followed, they will be harmed. Now, so when they begin to see my example, they also change. They begin to, because I tell them this, no races here. All are Christians. Love one another as I have loved you. That's one area. Then if they don't follow, then of course you're not denying yourself and pick up the cross. Now, next thing that I remember a case, your family. The family, why he said, God said, I did not come to put peace between family members, but give sword, he says. Sword. Between mother and daughter and mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, all the swords will come. Why? Because if you decide to follow Jesus Christ and others don't want to follow Jesus Christ, all kinds of objections will come. All kinds. Because there are only two worlds here, light and darkness. Light is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. The other one is darkness. So those who are in darkness, not because they are maybe willingly bad, because they are captured. They are captives like I was. I was a captive. So I was in darkness. So they are in darkness. In darkness, you cannot understand the words of God. Only when you are willing to admit I am a sinner, then only the veil comes out. But many don't want to admit they are sinner. They will sin and generally, we all sin like that. True repentance is not that saying, I sinned against God, I sinned. That comes when God opens our eyes. Nothing we can do. So when God allows the opening of that, I want Jesus. When I want Jesus, when I turn to Jesus, the veil will drop. But the turning to Jesus, me, I came from default class, suffered so much. Then I turned to Jesus. So it's okay. Then after that, I came to Jesus. Why? To stop the suffering. And then change one by one, we change. Then that would be a problem. For instance, one example. One young mother, you know, I think 30-something years old at the time. And this is about 15 years ago maybe. 30-something years old. And she is a professional, real estate professional. And she was doing well, but struggling with some issues now. And the business was also being affected. So she came to see me, my wife and I, sitting down and telling her this. And tell her, look, even in your business, you cannot do wrong things. She agreed to that. Then said, look, you have to follow Jesus. And Jesus are these. These are the commandments of Jesus, some of the commandments. And then she said, oh, I cannot. Because my mother is alive. I made an oath to my mother that when she dies, I will perform the ceremony, the funeral ceremony. So therefore, I cannot follow Jesus. Because I follow Jesus, I'll give away the tradition. Yeah, that's one. I said, that one you cannot because your allegiance to be Jesus, the Son of the living God who created you, who gave you power, who gave you blood to save you. Your mother also, allegiance should be to him, but if he's not there, nothing you can do. But you cannot go and pay homage to the dead. Because a man is destined to die once, and then thereafter judgment. So the body only in the coffin. And then her soul is written, and the soul has been for judgment. How God judges is, he judges justly and perfectly. No, I cannot, so I'll wait until. She got a lot of problems, you know. So that is one of the reasons why people. Now, other thing is reputation. Let us say they are holding some position in some place, and then if they want to declare Jesus Christ, immediately that organization will throw them out. Like, for instance, there was a brother in Christ who was a board member of four temples, Hindu temple, four temples he was involved with. And it's very high reputation in that group for years. But when he born again, finally after following Jesus Christ, I was telling him after a couple of years, I was telling him earlier, no, he was not doing it. He was struggling with it. Then after a few months, then I told him, brother, because you're struggling again with some issues. I say, you have to declare Jesus, unless you don't like Jesus, unless you don't want to follow Jesus, unless you like the world and all the reputation you have more than Jesus. Then he declared it, no? Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He wrote a memo and sent to everyone, I follow Jesus Christ now, so I cannot come and do these things anymore. I now know the truth. I can pray even the bathtub. That was a big issue for him, you know. He's shocked one day. And I tell him, you pray in the bathtub and you cannot move because not well also, you know, the brother. And he passed away a couple of years back. He prayed in the bathtub. He was shocked. I pray to this God anywhere. He loves me. It's an issue. Brothers and sisters, the other things could be what? Willing only, you know. Even willing, willing to die. You declare it. Tell your heart and mind, I'm willing to die. When people ask me to choose between Jesus and the other things, I'm willing to die. Lord, you take care of me. Take care of me. Just like, you know, this Stephen, they're going to stone him. They're stoning him. One stone whacks his head. He falls, whacks him and he falls to the knee. And then, of course, I was wondering how he takes the pain. These apostles, how they take the pain. Then Jesus appeared. Then he said, then he's asking Jesus, forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. Can you imagine? How does he able to speak this? Isn't there no pain in his body? So much bones are breaking and all. Jesus intervenes. Then I realized Jesus intervenes. When you're standing for righteousness, he intervenes and settles it. And then you're able to even die. He allows you to die, but you don't. He will stop your pain and all. He'll take you home. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, job. Let's say you're working in a pub or working in a lottery or gambling place and the people are all suffering and all this. You have to leave, brother and sister. You have to trust your Jesus Christ and leave. You're causing harm to others. But then what will look like? Get another job? Hey, trust your Jesus. He'll give you probably a better job. But don't look for that. Your stand is, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to harm people anymore. I don't want to be the cause of harm for anybody else. These are the things you have to look out for. Brothers and sisters, today, make the decision to follow Jesus Christ under any condition and believe him to set you free, to take you home. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.